Hi everyone, my name is Busiwe Hlatshwayo. I am a career coach and founder of Black Women in the Workplace. Black Women in the Workplace is an organization that is aimed at increasing the representation of Black women in leadership positions, to help Black women position themselves for the next stages of their careers, to help them navigate bias at the intersection of gender and race, and to help them be effective in leadership positions. So in today's video, I want to talk about the mammy archetype in the workplace. And I first came across this with Patricia Collins' book, I think Black Feminist Theory, an amazing book that I think everyone who's serious about Black feminism should look at. I haven't read that in a long time, so I forget the facts, but I just wanted to speak about the impressions that it left on me and my thoughts on it. So what is the mammy trope or stereotype? The mammy, M-A-M-M-Y, is represented mostly in movies as this Black woman, fat, Black, very dark, who is a domestic worker. So if you think of the in America, there was this brand called Aunt Jemima, which was the representation of the Black mammy. And it actually during COVID lockdown, it was changed. It was recalled, and it had been a long standing brand, Aunt Jemima. In the movie Gone with the Wind, it was done very well. I forgot who the lady is who was playing that lead. So this Black woman who just loves her job and just loves working for her employers, just becomes part of the family and just loves her employees, loves the servitude of her job. And also think about, there is this clip where Oprah talks about her grandmother, what her grandmother wanted her to be. And she talks about the scene where the grandmother is working and doing the laundry, I think, for just doing the laundry and saying to Oprah, "Oh, Oprah, you need to learn how to do this so that when you grow up, you might get a good boss, a good white boss, and who will be good to you, and you need to know how to work for them." In The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison, she also talks about the mother who also just escapes into this world of her employers and just loves the place and just loves the work that she does. So that's the mammy archetype. They work hard, they have no life, their life is about the employer. And so it was fascinating for me to see that described in the workplace, because that's really true. That's what actually happens in the workplace, where we find that as Black women, we not only take over the task of the inferior, the menial task worker, but we are expected to, and we are not, we are expected to, and we find ourselves also just doing it without being asked, as if we are cued to know that that's our task. Taking minutes when there's no one to take minutes, you know, cleaning up, being the one who always sets up meetings, being the one who will always take on the task. And the other thing is also, besides doing the menial work, it's also just assuming the responsibility for doing the work. So if we're all equals and we come up with a decision in a meeting, there is quietness and the assumption is that you as the Black woman will do the work. Or else you find that you are asked to do things that have nothing to do with your job, that everybody just expects you to take your time to do whatever they want you to do because they know you will agree. And that happens because we have been told that if we work hard, we will get promoted or we will get ahead in the workplace. And most often Black women find themselves later after years in their profession when they've done all this work and do not find that they don't get the promotions. They might be acknowledged for the fact that they work hard, but when these positions come, no one looks at them. And one of the reasons, besides the fact that there's bias against Black women, Black women's competence in leadership positions, there is also the way you've positioned yourself by taking on these tasks is that you've positioned yourself as the worker bee. You are not positioning yourself strategically as someone who's ready for leadership, as someone who's ready to assert herself and be able to drive and influence others as a leader. You have positioned yourself as a worker bee, no? So we need to be very mindful of the ways that we participate in our own oppression. I've also found that white people, white women and men, and also Black men, there's just this assumption that you will work, or even from other black women, the assumption that you will take your time and do these things. I was asked by a fellow worker to do something that they could have hired someone to do, that they could have hired or that they could have asked someone junior to do. But because I'm a Black woman and there's this entitlement to the labor of Black people, this person just asked me to do that and doesn't understand when I am offended that they asked me to do that. I actually asked them to pay me and they were so angry that I asked them to pay me. So the assumption that my labor, my time is just available to them, and their refusal to see me as a counterpart, as an equal, and the refusal to think of how they would how they would feel if someone had to ask them that, their refusal to acknowledge that I would never be in a position or assume myself to ask them that. So this assumption and this entitlement to the labor and the time for Black women, and more importantly, our conditioning to just agree to that, agree to people wasting your time, agree to people asking you to do things that are beyond the scope of your work and even beneath the scope of your work. So I think for me, the biggest thing, you know, we can talk about how we are biased, how bias is used against us. We can talk about how oppression is used against us. But what is important is, how do we navigate that? How do we buy into that? Because this is a dance. It's a dance of superiority and inferiority. So when superiority is danced against you, do you respond with inferiority? Do you play into the game? Or are you willing to do the work that you see yourself as someone who's unwilling to play that game anymore? You have to be willing. It is up to you to put up the boundaries where you will refuse to be used. And another thing where we're used is to be used as a tool of oppression to our people. So you put in these leadership positions and all these very oppressive decisions are made and you're expected to implement them as a leader. And I think we should be willing to refuse or even when we implement them with the principle that I don't agree with this decision, but I don't have the power to change it. But let it be clear to you that even if to your people, even if I have to implement this decision, it is against my will, instead of playing the representations of the powers that be, because those are the ways in which we attend against our people as leaders in the workplace. So I hope this makes sense. Please let me know what you think, what your thoughts are on the mammy archetype in the workplace, and how you can position yourself, how you stop positioning yourself as the worker bee, but position yourself, and as you work hard, position yourself effectively as someone who's ready for leadership and not just as a worker bee. So I just want to invite you to the next installment of Live Your Soul Crushing Job Challenge that is happening from the 1st to the 5th of February 2022, where I create a space where I help Black women to see how they give their power away and how they can reclaim that back, so that they choose and define careers of their choice. I hope you'll join us. We had one in January and it was an amazing space, and I hope that you will be part of this space. So let me know what you think. There are links to the work that we do, and if you also want to give to as an energy exchange for the value that you get in this podcast, I also put a link in the video. Yeah, please like, share, and subscribe, and spread the word. Thank you.